are on Dawud Amid Beis, and we are four lines to the bottom.
So, Rabbi, so can you give Shurim? You give Shurim the Mishalit Shurim?
I forgot to call him.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you.
I apologize. B'chol libi and b'chol nafshi. I'm human. I didn't do it the last 2 days. I forgot to do it today. Happens you turn my age. That's what happened. Dr. Gemara.
Rabbi, you're not getting older. You're getting younger.
Okay, thank you.
That's okay. When you're my age, you'll have
but
a breath fat hearing you talk about Rufwa.
Okay, three or four lines in the bottom. The Nazir Ilam Hechiksev. Where does it say Nazir Ilam? Meaning, where is there a reference to the halachas of Nazir Ilam? And again, Nazir Ilam is halacha l'maisha m'sinai. Nazir Ilam is halacha l'maisha m'sinai. And the truth is, if there would be no psukim that refer to halachas l'maisha m'sinai, we would have to say that all the halachas we know came from halachas l'maisha m'sinai straight. But we're looking to see, is there a reference in Tanakh that talks about a Nazir Ilam and tells us his halacha? And his halacha that differentiates him from a regular Nazir is he's a Nazir for the rest of his life. Well, he said Nazir Ilam. But there's a special halacha that allows him to take a haircut at intervals, and that halacha that allows him to take a haircut at intervals, and he has to bring korban. Whereas a Nazir for 30 days cannot take a haircut during those 30 days, and a Nazir for 90 days cannot take a haircut in the 90 days, and a Nazir for 5 years cannot take a haircut during those 5 years. But that's because it's termed Nazirus. No matter how short or long, it can't be shorter than 30 days, no matter how long the term is, he can't take a haircut. But a Nazir Ilam is not giving a term. He's saying his whole life. So therefore, there's a halacha l'maisha m'sinai that differentiates it and says he can take a haircut. We're looking for a remez and a pasuk to that halacha of Nazir Ilam. We don't base it on the pasuk. We're basing it because it's halacha l'maisha m'sinai. We're looking to see, did the Navi, do we ever find the Navi, these halachas about a Nazir Ilam? Right. There's a Nazir Shimshon, if he exists, right? We had yesterday at Machlokes. And Nazir Shimshon has his set of halachas, and we look to Shimshon to get an idea of what it is. But it's halacha l'maisha m'sinai, meaning the whole thing is halacha l'maisha m'sinai. The Torah never mentions Nazir Shimshon. The Torah never mentions Nazir Ilam. But do we find Sukkim and Navi that will give us the idea of what, again, it's going to have to be halacha l'maisha m'sinai even after the Sukkim and Navi. Navi doesn't make up halachas. Navi doesn't make up halachas. Navi reveals to me things that were halacha l'maisha m'sinai. It makes it easier for us because we have a reference that we can turn to. And that gives us the exact halacha l'maisha m'sinai, yes.
Out
a Makar. That's a Makar.
I said, no, I'm saying, out of Makar, it's halacha l'maisha m'sinai, right?
Correct.
Is that more substantial? Is that more? That's just, it's not in the head, that's all.
Again, it seems that the Gemara is looking for psukim to define the halacha l'maisha m'sinai, meaning, if we'd have none, we'd have to rely on what we know is the halacha l'maisha m'sinai. It seems here, as the Gemara is going to explain, there's an lack of clarity exactly what the halacha l'maisha m'sinai was in the intervals of his haircut. And it's based on how to learn that pasuk that tells us that there was a Nazir Ilam that took haircuts. So that tells me that that was the halacha l'maisha m'sinai, and the pasuk is revealing to me the intervals that he's allowed to take it in. We wouldn't have known it without the pasuk. What would he have done had there been no pasuk? I don't know. We know there's halacha l'maisha m'sinai that allows haircuts. At what intervals? I don't know what we would have done had the pasuk not revealed it to us. But the pasuk is not creating it. A pasuk in Chumash creates halacha. A pasuk in Navi can create rabbinic halacha, or a higher level of rabbinic halacha, but it can't make up biblical halacha. It can reveal to me what we knew before as a halacha l'maisha m'sinai and flesh out details that we might have not known. I don't know. Dr. Gemara ben Nazir Ilam Hechiksev, D'Tanya. Rabbi Eimer, Avshalom Nazir Ilam Haya. Avshalom was a Nazir Ilam. He was a Nazir all his life. Shenemar. And then it says, It was 40 years, and the Gemara in the next Amud is going to tell me 40 years from what? 40 years, it doesn't give us a starting point. It was 40 years after, the Gemara doesn't tell us what, at this point. This is the pasuk. Vayomer Avshalom el HaMelech. Avshalom tells his dad, David HaMelech, Elchana, let me go now. Or let me go, please. Nah has two term meanings. Nah can mean now. Nah can mean please. Vashalim es nedarai, asher nedarti l'Hashem b'chevron. I will pay off my nedarim that I made for Hashem, and I will get the animals for it in Chevron. Right. Now, he didn't bring the karbanos in Chevron, because he could have, this is a machlokes, but that because there's a shaila in Gemara, machlokes, whether it's in a few places, in Zvachim, I believe, and in Tmura, can a Nazir bring karbanos Naziris in a Bama? There was no Beis HaMikdash. David HaMelech's time. There was a Bama Gdaila, which was located in the city of Givai. There's machlokes in the Gemara, can a Nazir only bring his karbanos in Givai? Or can a Nazir bring his karbanos in his own backyard? The shaila is, one can bring the Dorim and the Davis in the backyard. Obligations have to be brought in Givai. Is Nazir an obligation? Because once he's a Nazir, the Torah obligates karbanos. Or, since Naziris is a voluntary thing that this guy did, it goes under the heading of the Dorim and the Davis. I don't know what happens to the Chatas of Nazir. I don't know. I didn't look it up. But there's a Machlokes. So if you learn, you can bring it anywhere. So it could be he brought his Kabbalah in Chevron. If you learn that you can only bring it in Givon, he went to Chevron because Chevron had good animals to use for Kabbalah. So he wanted to go get those animals from Chevron. This was Avshalom's beginning of his revolution. He wanted David to give him people that can go along to him and say he's coming with the authority of the king. He went around with the David's letter, and he showed it to a whole bunch of people, and he said, I need two people. David said he can take two people. He had 200 people or whatever it was. All thought they were the two people that David authorized. And then he launched his rebellion. He got people to join him against David HaMelech. We're not getting into the story now, but we're reading this passage. So he went. Vayhi, it says, period. That's one person that we know was a Nazirayla. We have Messiah that Absalom was a Nazirayla. And he was going to bring his Kabbalah Naziris. Why was he doing Kabbalah Naziris if he's a Nazirayla? The answer is, he was taking a haircut. And how, what is the interval of the haircut? Zok de Braisa, v'migaleach echad l'shnei masar chedesh. Rabbi says, once a year. I said a year, once every 12 months. If it's an Ibrayar, it would have to be a Shaila what to do. We're not going to get involved in that now. I don't know. Shanam b'vashanamar, v'him miketz yomim liyomim. If it was at the end, how does he translate yomim liyomim?
End of every period of yomim.
End of the period of yomim. Now, what is the period of yomim? V'yalev yomim yomim mibati arechayma. We find the pasuk of yomim liyagulasai, that a person can redeem his house in a walled city that he sells. This week's parsha, that if a person sells a house in a walled city, he has a year to redeem it. Afterwards, he can never redeem it again, and it doesn't come back in Yovel. So it says there, Yomim Tiagulasa, and it means a year. So learn out of Zerah Shava from Torah to Navi, that when it says, Vahim Miketz Yomim Li Yomim, the time period is a Yomim time period, which we learn out from Zerah Shava is 12 months. Mahasim Yud Beis Chaydish, Avkan Yud Beis Chaydish. Rush. Very little rush, but there is rush. Zot rush. V'shalim s'nedarash s'nedarti. Hainu kabbalas nazirasai. That is the kabbalas of his naziris. The next rush, I have it on Zayin Amid Beis. It goes on Dalin Amid Beis. It goes on Hayim and Aleph. So I don't know where Art School puts it. V'yalav yamim yamim mibati arechayim. D'chsev hasam yamim tiyu gulasai. A year. Ma'asim Yud Beis Chodesh Dichsev. How do I know Yamim there means a year? Because it says Ad Malois Leishana Tmima till he has a complete year. So the same thing here, that it's a year. So according to Rebbe, the time intervals between the haircuts of a Nazir Olam is 12 months. Talk to Gemara Vayta. Rebbe Yaisi, Rebbe Leroy Yaimer, Megaleach Achas L'Shleishim Yaim. Rebbe Leroy says, we learn out once every 30 days. Is there a source from the Roy? I don't think, yes, the Gemara is going to bring a source from the Roy later on. The Gemara does not explain the Roy now. Now, the Gemara brought Rebbe because Rebbe sent his source. The Gemara is bringing the Roy who doesn't say a source, but the Gemara will get to his source later in the Gemara.
So a haircut and a...
And Kavanas.
And trim are the same thing?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm saying, let's say you see your hair.
By the way, I think another's... I would have to look up the psukim. I don't know if another is usher to cut his beard. I'm not sure. Yeah, it may be. I don't know. I have to look at the psukim. It's a beferish psukim. It says, I don't know. It's a beferish psukim. I just don't have the psukim in front of me. I mean, you can look it up. Parts of stuff.
I'm saying it's because, let's say you're
beard. It doesn't make a difference. If it's usher, it's usher.
No, what I'm saying is, Allah says that
there's nothing to do with Nazir. I mean, you want to teach me, you know, it goes for 3 weeks. I'm very happy to hear that.
It affects you when you eat, that you bother your hair.
Well, Nazir has no allowance when he eats. That's how, you want to tell me, you know, how long it goes for 3 weeks, that if it bothers you, you can take it out. Nothing to do with this. But again, I'm missing a basic pasuk in Chumash. I just don't have a Chumash yet. I don't want to go get one. I'm lazy. So, it says, well, they can cut his beard off. Something tells me that it's, I think it says Rishai. I don't think it says Skana at all. I don't think beard is usher to begin with. Thank you very much for being the lady. First of all, it doesn't. If you don't use a tar, it's mutter. I'm sorry. Replied. Doesn't say a word about a beard. I don't think there's an incident that's cut off.
Here it says there is.
Right. Right. Rabbi Yossi Eimer, Megaleach Me'erev Shabbos Le'erev Shabbos. He can take a haircut every Friday. He has to bring a set of kabbalas. Now, this is not an obligation. This is an allowance to take a haircut once every Friday. Shekei Matzinu, his name, Melachim, Shemegalachim Me'erev Shabbos Le'erev Shabbos. We find princesses, kings' sons, used to take haircuts every Friday. Now, exactly what that tells us, all that we will learn out later on. But the Gemara is going to explain, so let's leave the Gemara to do its job. It does a much better job than me. Correct the Gemara in my time of the Rebbe. What is Rebbe's reason? Rebbe said his reason. He learned it out from Bati Yarachayma. But by Rebbe, Eimer, and Yamim Chusim Mishnayim. Rebbe, there's a problem. Rebbe holds Yamim Tia Gulasai. When the Pasuk says Yamim Tia Gulasai, it's saying that he cannot redeem it less than 2 days after the sale. He has to wait Yamim 2 days after the sale. So make up your mind. Is Yamim the maximum of a year? Or is Yamim the minimum of 2 days? You're making Gzeira Shava based on the fact that Yamim means a year. But Rebbe said that there's a minimum of 2 days he has to wait before he buys it back. Learned out from the word, yamim tiagulasai. 2 days is the beginning of his geula. And the end comes out of Malaysh Laishana Tamima, the Torah says a year. But you're learning out from the word yamim, but yamim means 2 days.
It wouldn't be 2 days. You wouldn't get a haircut every 2 days.
Again, the question is what it means by Bati Ari Chayma. Right. If Rebbe is using the pasuk of Bati Arachayim as his source, and the pasuk doesn't mean a year, he doesn't have a source. We're not telling the guy to take a haircut every 2 days. We're saying don't learn it out from there, because if you're learning it out from there, you don't see a year. You're learning Yamim means a year. You yourself said Yamim means 2 days.
It could be either.
Again, let's try again. Rebbe bases a halacha on the fact that Yamim means 2 days. You want to say an answer, and the Gemara will give an answer, so let the Gemara do its thing. Maybe the Gemara will be mechavim to you, maybe he'll say a different answer, I don't remember even. Zog the Gemara. Hai gzeira shava mishim kaivet gamer. The gzeira shava is based when the hair gets heavy on the guy's head. U'bishnei yamim lekir kaivet. And therefore, it can't be that the gzeira shava is based after on the word 2 days. Teretz is the looking to Bati Arechaima to see what is the amount of time that the Torah wrote Yomim, minimum of 2 days, until when? A year. So we learn out the Gzeira Shava is not that the word Yomim means a year necessarily, but since the Torah said from after 2 days you have till a year, so included in Yomim is minimum and maximum. And it can't be the minimum, so we learn out the maximum. That's what the Gemara is saying.
But what word tells me maximum?
Because it says Ad Mois Tois Shana Tamima. So that means Yomim Tiyu Gulasa. It means the Torah said start after 2 days and go till a year. Yomim is telling you the length of time you can redeem it. From Ad Mois Tois Shana Tamima, we see Yomim means from 2 days till a year. So we can't be learning out the 2 days, as Dr. Harris pointed out. Nobody takes a haircut every 2 days. Not true. Melech Mustafa B'chol Yom, the Gemara says. The king used to take a haircut every day. But no, regular people don't take a haircut every 2 days. So it must be that it's the maximum. Because Yomim includes minimum and maximum. Zuck to Rush. Again, I have to rush. On the other base, I don't know. 1 minute. Zuck to Rush. But Rabbi Yehuda Amar Hasim Erchen, Ein Yomim Chusim Mishnayim. She'ein ha'moicha yochel legal teich shnei yamim. V'darish yamim kipashtei l'tchilas gula, to the beginning of redemption. V'darish lei shalot l'saif gula. Yamim means from 2 days till the end of the year. Mishim gaseyev ad malay shalot shalot tmima. And the answer is, it can't learn it out from the minimum, it must be learning it out from the maximum, which is included in the word yamim. 1 second, Dr. Schwab had a question, yes.
Okay.
Go.
Hello? What I don't see mentioned.
Can you speak? It's really hard to hear you.
I don't know. I don't know why. I'm speaking directly into the phone. I apologize.
Yes.
What I do not see mentioned is when Rivka tells Yaakov to go to Lavan for, quote, Yomim Echadim. Yomim is also used there. Did you see anyone comment as to why that is not being used in terms of defining the term Yomim?
Because it doesn't define it. It says till I call you.
But we see clearly that Yomim Echadim refers to a number of years, because Devorah also is sent to pick up Yaakov after Yomim, I believe, and that is many years later. It's defined from the events. That's when Devorah was sent, is after Yomim.
I honestly can't answer that question, because Yaakov went back because the Rebbeinu Shlom told him to go back, not because Devorah picked him up. So first we have to reconcile that, and we'll worry about that. I mean, it's when I'm learning Chumash now, but it says he went back because Hashem told him to go back. There's no mention
of
the remez that Devorah was sent. So maybe she was sent 3 years before.
You're absolutely correct, but we see that Yaakov and the Amos definitely went back on command. However, Devorah was also sent separately after Yomim by Yaakov and Rivka.
Yeah, we'll try one more time. Did Devorah come when he went back, or did Devorah arrive 3 years earlier? Meaning, do you know when Devorah arrived? I don't know when Devorah arrived.
I had thought it was essentially simultaneously.
It could be. I have no proof to that. I don't know.
You're correct. I have no proof to it either.
Okay. Maybe it means 2 years. How do you know Yomim means 1 year? Maybe it means 2 years. Now, the fact that it should mean 2 years is because, I guess, the plural. See, by Yomim Tiagulasai, it's Yomim 2 days till the end of a year. So the plural is under 2 days. But by here, it's only going in a year, so the fact that it's plural, maybe it means, it doesn't say Yom Tiagulasai, it says Yomim. Right? It doesn't say Vahimi Kates Yom Liyom, it says Yomim. So maybe it's 2 years. And for the Gemara, the Chsiv Vahimi Kates Nesayim Yomim. In fact, we have a Raya. Learn it out from where it says Beferish Nesayim Yomim. Now the Gemara done in Yamim Sheinim Ma'am Shanim, but Yamim Sheinim Ma'am Shanim. There it says together Shana and Yamim. Therefore it's two, but that's where the Torah said two. But here it's Yamim without Shanim. So Yechiel says, yes, Ima Shanim. Meaning don't bring in Shnasayim Yamim where it has the word Shana. Just go Yamim to Yamim and there it's a year. Fact the Gemara Ve'im Alam Ajayim. They say, Ad Chaydish Yamim. So maybe Yamim over here, how do you know to learn it out from Bati Arachayma? Learn it out from where it says, Ad Chaydish Yamim by Parshas Baloitzcha. And for the Gemara, Dalin Yamim Sheinim Moham Chadashim, Mi Yamim Sheinim Moham Chadashim. The truth is, Yamim is independent. It says Chaydish Yamim, so maybe it teaches me the word of Yamim. The answer is, when you have one pasuk that says Yamim, that means year. And you have another pasuk that says Chaydish Yamim, it's more comparable, Zereshava, from Yamim to Yamim. Frank the Gemara Ve'im Mahacha. Why don't we say from the following? Mi Yamim Yamima. It says in the pasuk, this is a pasuk, let me get the pasuk of Yamim Yamima. This is a story by Yiftach. This is a big machlokes. I hate to call it, I shouldn't say that, I'll take it back. I don't hate anything. None of this, it's Torah. There's a machlokes between Chazal and the Rishonim. Now, Rishonim don't usually argue in Chazal, so I'm not sure how to reconcile that. I'm sure it is reconciled. Yiftach made a neder. Whoever... Yiftach, I'm not here to teach Navi. Yiftach was a person who ran Klal Yisrael during the time of the Shaiftim. It was one of the Shaiftim that ran Klal Yisrael during the Tkufa between entry of Eretz Yisrael till the building of the Beit HaMikdash, till Shmuel, till Shaul. He was one of the Shaiftim. In the story of Yiftach and Navi, it says that he made a neder that whoever comes out of the house first, he will be Makrib and Ayla. His daughter walked out first. So, there's a big argument what happened. Chazal say, he killed her. He brought her up as an Ayla. He promised, he did it. There's a tie on him, we're not getting involved, we're not learning the story of Yiftach. Gemara talks about it elsewhere, we're not here now. Gemara Brachas refers to it, I'm not getting involved. That's the story. The Rishonim say, he isolated her from the world. He put her alone in a place, and she had no contact with civilization. That's what he did. So it's a machlokes. We're not picking sides now. Again, how is Shainim arguing a Chazal? I'm not sure. But this is the story. It says that every so often, girls used to go, now either visit Yiftach's daughter, or lament and cry over what had happened to Yiftach's daughter. Depending on what learned. If she's not alive, they didn't visit her. And if she is alive, they did visit her. So that's the shot. So it says in the pasuk, that's all we're interested in, is miyamim yamima. It says in the pasuk, miyamim yamima, and we'll read the pasuk, tilachna benayis Yisrael, lisanais, to wail, lebas yiftach hagiladi, arba yamim bashana, 4 times a year. That means it says miyamim yamima, and the pasuk describes that as 4 times a year. And there it only says the word yamim. It doesn't say chaydesh, it doesn't say shana, it says yamim yamima. And it's 4 times a year. So maybe here, when it says yamim, it means 4 times a year. That's the Gemara's question.
Of what?
But that he can take a haircut 4 times a year, based on the fact they visited Yiftach's daughter, or they lamented, they cried over Yiftach's daughter 4 times a year.
You mean every 3 months?
Yeah, that's the Gemara's understanding. So the Gemara, I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Where did you just read them?
No, I did not. I have on the side all the psukim. So I can tell you the pasuk. The Gemara just brings 2 words. The Gemara wants you to go look it up in Navi. I'm lazy, as I was to get the chumash. So therefore, I use the side. The side helps me that I don't have to go look it up. That's why they put it on the side for people like me. That are lazy to look up soon.
That's true, Rebbe. You don't have one fault.
Okay, right there. Yeah. Don't be mocked with me now yet. I didn't die yet. I mean, right. Miyamim yamima. Right. Sancta Gemara, done in yamim yamim, vein done in yamim yamima. It's not the same. There it says yamima. Here it just says yamim. Yamim liyamim. Not yamim yamima. Frak the Gemara, the Meinaf Kamina, but Tani the Bei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel taught us Tani the Bei Rabbi Shmuel told us a rule in Zeres Rabbah. In Parshas Mitzrayah, talks about the Kayan coming into the house to see the Nega. It says once Mishav HaKayan and once Ubo HaKayan. And we learn that Xavier Shava, that just like over here he did this, the same thing over here he did the same thing. Whatever the halacha is. Now, they're not the same words. One is Mishav and one is Ubo. The answer is they mean the same thing. And when they mean the same thing, I don't care about which word is used. Tanir Be'er Mishmol, Mishav HaKayan and Ubo HaKayan. Zui Shiva, Zui Bia. This is the same thing, and therefore you can make Xeris Shava, even though the words are not exact. So Yamim and Yamima make such a difference. Xeris Shava can go from Yamim and Yamima because it's spelled differently. Well, it's not it's spelled any more differently than Mishav HaKayan or Ba'akayan. And for the Gemara, Hani Mili Hechad Aleka the Damile. Haba Hechad Ika the Damile, Mi the Damile Yofina. This is a rule when there's no other pasuk that's more of the same. But if I have two psukim, one means a year, and one means 3 months, which one should I use? I use the more accurate word. In the rules of Gzeira Shava, I can make Gzeira Shava from Meshava Ba. I can make Gzeira Shava from Yamim to Yamima if there's no other pasuk that says just the word Yamim. But if there's a pasuk that says just the word Yamim and it means a year, so then I don't go to Yamima and say it means 3 months, because it's not the same spelling. I don't need the same spelling of Gzeira Shava, but in a choice where to make my Gzeira Shava, the spelling of the word is a determining factor. Now, that shows us Baklal. Gzeira Shavas were handed down. Where to apply them is our own decision based on factors. We could have made the Gzeira Shava there, but we don't because it's not an accurate spelling. When there's an accurate spelling, that's where we make the Gzeira Shava. Frank the Gemara, that's the first heritage.
What does that mean? Because Gzeira Shava is headed down, I thought that meant Gzeira Shava is Yamim Yamim.
Yeah, and that Gzeira Shava Yamim Yamim could mean Yamim Yamima. It could be, again, I'll say it again. It could mean Yamim Yamima. And therefore, the Gzeira Shava did not limit it to Yamim Yamim. The rules of Gzeira Shava say it could be Yamim Yamima. If there's no Yamim Yamim. If there's a Yamim Yamim, that's the one you use. Zuck to Gemara.
Rabbi, isn't this application of Gezer Shava very rare? I'm trying to think of when we've had such a thing in the 20 years we've been learning.
It's rare, but it's done. And this question and answer is said multiple times in Shas. When the Gemara says, why can't you make that Gzeira Shava? The Gemara says, because when you have two, we go with the more accurate one.
I just don't remember, and that's just me, I just don't remember using a completely different word.
Honestly, I can't think of one offhand, but I think this sets the parameters that you could use a different word if it means the same thing.
Yeah, okay.
I think I can't place it now.
The only time I'm aware of it using two different words, although my memory is not the best as I'm older than you are, but the only time I remember two different words is, you know, as far as the coin goes. But it does occur all the time. But there's usually a reason given as well, why, if I remember correctly, why they go for one specifically. It's not just that one is more similar.
I remember, I can't place it, but in my mind there is that there's another case that we do it, but I can't tell you where it is. Anyway, Zag to Gemara Vayter. Ika the Amri, others give another answer. The question was every 3 months, based on the four times the girls lamented and cried over Yiftah's daughter. Menah Yudin and Chol Tosu Yachin Chazimna. How do you know it was every 3 months? Dilma ba zimna b'shaita. Maybe it was four times a year. Abo yachin chad zimna. Train yachin b'chad zimna. Maybe it's four and two. They did it four times a year, but didn't say it was the same intervals. Maybe, the Gemara gives you an example. You could have made other intervals. Maybe it was four and two and then four and two. Four times a year, but not the same intervals. So how do you can't learn out an interval based on a plastic that doesn't tell you exact intervals. Rush. Dr. Rush. Abba yom b'shana, v'hainu megimu chadashim legimu chadashim. Zui yeshiva, zui bia, Dr. Rush. Ma bia, when the kain comes in, chaylates v'kaitze v'tach, he takes out the rocks that have the nega, cuts around them, and smears it up with plaster, as v'naitzen leshua, and he gives a week till he comes back. Av shiva, when it says v'shavs, chaylates, takes out the rock, kaitze cuts around it, v'tach and smears it v'naitzen leshua. Av agav, v'leidami tevis ladadi, even though the words are not the same, even the mashmiyus sanchad, the meaning is the same, kadarish lev gzeri shava. That was the first question, and the Gemara answered, we look for the accurate word. Ikad yami, the Gemara had said, duma dawad yarchi chad zimna, tre yarchi chad zimna. Now, the Rush decides to do this, different than me. I said it because it's a possibility. The Rush seems to say 4, 4, 2, and 2. I don't know why he has to say that. I said 4, 2, 4, 2. He says, "Yabez yamim rishayim, hayim arav chadashim ledaud chadashim." He says it was 4 and 4, and then beis chadashim lebeis chadashim. Akroinim beis chadashim lebeis chadashim. It's the same thing. All it's saying is it was not every 3 months. It might have been 4s and 2s. I mixed them up. The Rush wants 4, 4, 2, 2. Hilchos shavkin and krov doin mefarish that doesn't give you exact intervals. The yafina mikra the mefarish. So we explained, Rebbe, who learns that from Yamim Yamim, that it's once a year. Zakti Gemara Vaiter. Rebbe Naroi Yomer, Megaleich Achas L'Shleishim Yoyim. What's his source? Zakti Gemara Vaiter. Because Rabbi Kahanim, Mishum de Ikka Kaivet, Hachanami, Mishum Ikka Kaivet. He didn't have the Gzeri Shava. He didn't have the Messiah of this Gzeri Shava. And it's interesting, this Gzeri Shava is not from Sinai, because it's from Navi. Right? I don't think Gzeres Shavas that came from Sinai came from a Navi. But he didn't learn this Gzeres Shava. Therefore, he used logic. Why are we letting the Nazir Olam cut his hair? Because it's heavy on him. Kehanim have a mitzvah not to grow their hair more than 30 days, so we don't want them to have a heavy weight of hair. Therefore, 30 days is the shear when it becomes heavy. That's his logic. Zuck the Rush.
Everybody likes that logic?
No. I have trouble with it, but nobody asked me to agree or not. But first, let me read the Rush. My time, Megabahal, Mishim Dikha Kaibet, Mekahanim Gufa Yofinim Pera Pera, Minazir, Megalkam Lamajai. We had this Rush mentioned this earlier. We learn how Kahanim Le Shalechu Pera, they can't grow more than 30 days. We learn that from Nazir. Said Hedrin Pei Gabel. Behadla Yalev, Nazir Oila Mistam Nazir. So, Frank the Rush, why do I have to go to Kahanim? Why don't we say, the Torah told the Nazir to cut it off after 30 days. That means the Torah likes hair off every 30 days. Why do we have to bring in Kehanim? We're not Nazir Olam from a regular Nazir. Regular Nazir does 30 days. Nazir Olam can take his hair off. So to Rush, the Asim didn't hold the Megaleach, which is the show when you made Nazirus. That makes sense. He finished Nazirus. A Kayan is a Kayan forever. And yet the Torah wants a haircut every 30 days. Because the Torah doesn't want him to have heavy hair. You want to know why I'm bothered by this? And again, I don't argue on Gemara's Chas V'Shalom. Is because who says the Kohen does every 30 days? Because it's heavy. Maybe he does every 30 days because the Torah wants him to look kempt. You know, is that the right word in English? It wants him to look like a bench, like very nice. But who says that Kohen is the reason behind it? By Nazir Olam, it's not to make him look like a mensch. It's to have Kohen. So the Gemara is assuming that they go hand in hand. We want the Kayan to look menschlich and not have Kaivan. Again, I don't know. That's what bothers me. But the Gemara seems to be happy with this, and I'm not going to question how the Gemara knew that. Weiter. Zog the Gemara weiter. Rabbi Yossi Eimer, Begaleach Erev Shabbos L'Erev Shabbos, because princes do it every Erev Shabbos, and a Nazir Olam is like a prince. He's like a prince. He doesn't have to be Avshalom, because only Avshalom did it. Then how do you know every other Nazir Olam? The answer is, he's like a prince. A Nazir Olam is a prince. Frek de Gemara, my Ika, Ben Elisharachai. So then Avshalom was the same like all his brothers who were princesses who cut it off every Friday. So why in the world does he have, why is he, in what way did the Nazir Olam make a change? And for the Gemara, now, the Gemara could have given a number of answers. Number one, he's only Mekul Batar. He only takes up some of his hair, whereas his brothers took a complete haircut every Friday. Number two, as the Rishonim point out, he has to bring Karbanos. His brothers didn't bring Karbanos every Friday. But the Gemara says something else, might include some of what we said. Dr. Gemara, Yom Tov Shechal Yis Vem Tzu Shabbos. If Yom Tov is Wednesday, Thursday, Tuesday is Erev Yom Tov. His brothers took haircuts on Erev Yom Tov also. He could only take him Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. The Inam Elegalu, that's one chiluk. The Achayim Megalchan Hulei Megaleach. Inami Legaluchay Min Tzafra Demal Shabsa. Can he take it Erev Shabbos morning? He can take it Friday right before Shkia. He can take it Friday before the end of Friday. His brothers could do it any time on Friday. Did it any time on Friday. They had no limitation. And that's the logic. That if he's a Nazarilam, he should wait till the last minute. Dr. Rush, my yikabeinu l'shar achai. Have a matzah l'meimar. The inu matzah l'galchem misparayim b'yu davka batar. He has to use a razor, not a scissor. B'yu davka meiku. V'yim yichayim l'galeich hakoil. So the rest is two differences. He has to use a razor. They can use scissors. They can take it all off. He can only make it lighter. Because kings, princesses, didn't take it all off. And they didn't use scissors. So how is he different than what they actually did? That's what the Rush learns. Period. So the Rush says they could have said those two differences, but because princesses usually didn't do scissors, and they usually didn't take everything off. So how is he different? Dr. Gemar, Dr. Rush. Why don't we say the difference is about Korbanos? So, Derush, that's what it meant when it said he has to wait till the evening. The Gemara meant to say he has to do something before he's Megalech. They can do it in the morning. He can't do it right away in the morning. He has to bring his kabbalas first. So it doesn't really mean wait to the end. That's how the Rush answers the question. But that's the Gemara's meaning. He can't do it at Tanya. The Gemara means he has a prerequisite before he can cut his hair. They don't have a prerequisite. So these are the three opinions when a Nazarilam can be Mekel Batar, can lighten his load. And notice the Rush says he has to use a tar, and he only Mekel. And according to one sheet, it's year, one yearly, one sheet, it's monthly, and one sheet, it's weekly.
He uses a tar. The Nazir uses a tar on his hair or on his beard.
We just proved that a Nazir does not have to grow a beard.
So
he can't use a tar on his beard. It's not
Sabbath
yet.
Right, that's what I was asking. So the tar is only used on his head.
Again. Let's go back. He sees it for a beard. He's like every other Jew.
Okay.
No different.
Beard's not Rosho.
No. Last time I checked, Rosho does not include beard. It's called Skanai. I'm a Tzaira. It says he has to Megaleach called Skanai. Rosho Skanai Gabbaz Einav.
Is he
Utah? We're not learning that now. It's a sugya later on in Hazir and Yavama. It's a whole bunch of places where the Torah discusses tar. But it's not for now. We're going to talk. What do you mean? We just said to know.
Which
Nazir? Nazir Island.
Nazir not
touch
it at all.
Not at all. At the end of 30 days, because I'm always here. Can't touch it at all. That's what he meant. Back to Gemara, honey, I bought Shalom, I have to tell you. The Pasuk says at the end of 40 years, of Shalom went. 40 years from when? From the Roy Yamar, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, the Kate Mem Shana, Shishol Melech. Happened 40 years after Klal Yisrael asked for a king. During Shmuel's reign, tenth year of Shmuel. The Klal Yisrael came to Shmuel and said, we want a king. From there, count 40 years, is the rebellion of Absalom. Dr. Rush, Mekates, Mayavad Tayu, Me'ezechesh ben Haysam Rida. This rebellion of Absalom, from what? What do we mean from 40 years? From where? Mekates, Melach, Mem Shalash, Shalom, Melach, Mardus Shalom, Shalom, the Yisrael, Shemardu, Bemalchus, Beis David, Mana, the rest makes the connection. What's the connection? We rebelled against Hashem by asking for a king. 40 years later, Chayzo rebelled against Malchus Beis David. Rebellion leads to rebellion. By asking for a king, we were saying we're not satisfied with Hashem running us directly. We want a king. Oh, you rebel? So 40 years later, Chayzo continued that mode of rebellion, being married in Malchus Beis David. Either Absalom was also Malchus Beis David, but being married against David HaMelech. So let's read it to Rush inside. Mardu shall Absalom, the rebellion of Absalom, be Yisrael shemardu b'malchus beis David. Mana mi mardus Yisrael shemardu b'malchus alayla. It's counted from the rebellion against the king of the universe, the shalom b'melech, and they asked for a king. That's the connection. Vahimi keitz ha'boim shana. You remember that first rebellion? Well, here we have rebellion number two.
But they had it coming.
Again. All that I leave for the drushes. I'm just learning what the rush says.
Why did he become a Nazir at all?
Again, I don't know Navi well enough. I don't even know if Navi discusses it. I have no idea. Doesn't say. I mean, doesn't say in this Gemara.
So the first complaint was when they first asked for a king, was that by Shaul?
Before Shaul.
During
Shmuel's time.
How many years prior to David HaMelech?
You want me to figure it out exactly?
Approximately.
Depends. David HaMelech had two. He was king in Hebron for 7 years. Then he was king in Yerushalayim for 33 years. He died 33 years after he became king. And Absalom was shortly before that, a year or two, I think. 5 years before, he knows Navi, and so it was about, I would say, 5 years before David. It means to be from when David became king, it was 28 years after David became king. No, I'm sorry, 5 years before he died, it's 35 years after he started king. Right. David was king for 40 years, but it's not the same 40 years as this 40 years.
Is there significance for 40 years? Something happens.
I had a friend that once wrote up all the 40s. He wrote up all the 40s. A friend of mine did it. And he came up with all the 40s. And he decided, he had many riots, that 40 is the time of creation. 40 days of Yetzirah Sablad. 40 days of Matan Torah going up to the mountain. 40 days of El to Yom Kippur. We create something anew. Sometimes we create ourselves anew. Sometimes something else is created. It's time of when a person can, quote unquote, not exactly, creation. So this is the creation of kingdom. This is the creation of Malchus Beis. You can do whatever you want with it. Did he have a Malchus Chazal? I don't remember him having a Malchus Chazal. He had a whole list of 40s. Again, I don't remember
there,
the whole list.
There is a sefer, I'm trying to remember which one, which explicitly says that. Also, there is a drasha, I believe the Ben Ishkai in Truma, that it's the Torah of Mem, that this it's Yetzirah Sevlad, it's the formation and completion of everything. But
okay.
It's said explicitly in the Torah.
Right. Tana, the Vaisa continues, Isis Shana Shishala Melech. It was Shmuel's 10th year. He lived another year past that, a year and a half, I believe, and then Shaul took over. Shaul took over his last year and a half, and Shaul was king, I think, for 2.5 years. Again, I don't know the Chishbainus well enough, but that's basically the round number of his Chishbainus. Not the Mishnah Vayter. Stam Naziris Lamajai. When a person says he's a Nazir and he doesn't give a term, it's 30 days. Then the Gemara will tell us it's a minimum. One cannot be a Nazir for less than 30 days. He can be a Nazir for more than 30 days, as long as he wants to. But when a person says he's a Nazir, it's an automatic 30 days. It's different than default option. I would like to use the word default option, but default option usually implies you can do less. In this case, one cannot do less. It's the minimum, and therefore it's what the Torah expects when a person is a Sa'arani Nazir. It means the minimum. And minimum Nazirus is 30 days. What? Because default usually means that you can do less if you speak it out. It is what happens when you don't speak out. Here you can't speak out less. So I would like to say that's the minimum, and when a person doesn't say things, he means minimum. He can do more. He can do 31, from 31 to 1,900. I know, there's no limit. Right. 30 is the minimum, that's what I'm trying to say. What? I don't like to use the word default. When the Torah says Haredi Nazir, means minimum Naziris. Minimum Naziris is 30 days.
Do you know of any other Nazir Olam besides Avshalom?
I don't know. Yeah, the Gemara at the end of Nazir talks about Shmuel. But we'll worry about that now. It's a big machloikas. Small enough, yeah. But why should we worry about that now? In mentorship next January, I hope. Around then, we'll be learning about Shmuel Nazir. Whether he was a Nazir, Mayra Layava Rashai, what does that mean? Myra, what does Myra mean? It's a sugya, the end of Nazir, the very end of Nazir. Towards, I mean, I don't know if it's the exact last sugya, but it's almost the last sugya.
The Shem says he wants to be Nazir for 28 days. The
12th Haisanimit. We're going to talk all about that. That's going to be right here, coming up. Stay tuned. Dr. Gemara, Menani Mili, I have to learn the first two lines so everybody can scream. Menani Mili, how do I know that a Nazir is 30 days? I'm a master, I'm a crack, Kaddish, yeah. Yeah, begematria plus an haba. Yeah, is begematria plus. So we learned it out from begematria. Zok derash. Yeah, begematria plus an haba. I'm sorry, I skipped. Tam nazir islam bejaim. Imama Irani nazir b'stam v'lepirish kama. Tzarek linik nazir islam bejaim. Begemar mefarish b'nalei. Now the next rush, at least I have it here, is on the next mishnah. So we're not going to do it. We're going to skip that and do the Rosh afterwards. Yeah, the Gemara plus and Abba. You're in the Gemara Gemara law. It's not Lachal Meis Messina. We're not learning it out of the Gematria. The Gematria is not the source. It's not Lachal Meis Messina, Dr. Rosh. The Asmahu Aha Gematria. The Lav, Dr. Rosh, why? Maybe we're learning it out of the Gematria. Dr. Rosh, a big Yisayin. The Lav Miyud Gimu Mida Shatayr Nidreshes Bab. Every morning by davening, the Chazan says, at least, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shlaita, to be this entire discussion's behem. And it lists 13 things, and Gematria is not one of them. That means Gematria can't be a source of halacha, Dr. Rush. I think Gemara says it is, but the rest of the halacha, the Maisha Messina, it's an halacha.